Uma Moriarty, investment strategist, analyst at ESG and ESG lead at Center Square Investment Management, to discuss the latest on the markets. Uma, good morning, good evening to you. I'm just looking at the notes here. In your big picture outlook, you say recession is coming. How deep and dark do you see it being?
Great to be here. And, you know, in terms of what's coming from a recessionary perspective, I mean, we've been looking at Center Square use and just in general, right? You've seen this yield curve continuing to invert, and we've been in this kind of deep inverted state for a while now, and we've never not had a recession when this has happened. You're seeing some pretty drastic corrections that are happening in real time, whether it's happening in the housing market, whether it's happening in the jobs market, and all of these things kind of adding up. I think there, you know, there's more likely than not a chance that we are headed towards a recession.
So normally in a time like this, I might be buying utilities and REITs and perhaps consumer staples. REITs are an interesting concept in that, you know, if we're seeing a lot of weakness in the property market, both residential and likely commercial, that REITs might not be so well supported. But I see here that you like them.
You know, REITs look really attractive here for a couple different reasons. I think for investor portfolios, they provide that defensive, stable cash flow growth in the context of an impending recession. And also you get that inflation protection given the exposure to the underlying real estate assets. But the more unique thing about REITs today, and you mentioned, right, REITs in the public markets have really corrected from a price perspective and are currently trading at close to a 20% discount to the value of their underlying real estate portfolios. In the last 25 years, REITs have only traded at deeper than 15% discounts like this seven times and have performed phenomenally well six out of those seven times, the one exception being the GFC. But historically, the returns after these deep discount periods, about 29% 1 year after, about 55% in 3 years. And so we're looking at REITs here as a really interesting way to gain exposure across portfolios for these various reasons.
Would you be worried, though, Uma, that interest rates stay high for a longer period of time and that maybe over the past 30 years we haven't seen that and that could be problematic for REITs?
You know, from a yield perspective, that is something that I think from a real estate standpoint provides you with a little bit of protection, right? So even though you do see interest rates rising, you're also looking at cash flows and yields from dividends, especially in the REIT space, as well as just the underlying steady cash flow of that real estate that you're operating. So I think despite what might happen from the interest rate perspective, you're still able to get really strong yields from that real estate portfolio that might be able to offset some of what you might be seeing from that interest rate side of things.
And we've seen continued strength, haven't we, in the rental housing market. I know in coastal cities, I mean, my home of Seattle, the rental market is still staying pretty strong.
Absolutely. We have seen rental rates for residential really, really rise in the last couple months. In the coastal markets, like you mentioned, some of that was kind of a recovery from COVID where you saw some weakness in those markets. But we've, in many of these markets, really surpassed where we were pre-COVID and continue to see those rates rise because we are struggling with a fundamental undersupply of housing, right? And so those are the types of places that we look to deploy capital on behalf of our investors is where do we find some of those structural supply constrained markets with really strong structural demand as well that can weather the storm of economic cycles and ups and downs.
I'm a little puzzled though, because you say that you think people should avoid high leverage and that you don't like office here. If you don't like office, then why do you like REITs?
The office space within the REIT market is such a small part of what you can get exposure to. REITs 20 years ago, office was a much bigger part of the overall REIT world. Today, office is a very, very small part of the REIT world. Today, within REITs, you're able to get exposure to really fantastic growth opportunities like rental housing, like data centers, towers, some of these really great niche areas where you're seeing some of that structural demand that has really evolved over time as consumer preferences have changed and how we actually use and utilize real estate. And so even though, exactly as you mentioned, don't like high leverage, don't like office really here, but within the REIT space, you have the ability to gain exposure to a lot of really unique and interesting property types today.
That's very interesting. That is something that I was not aware of. That's what I love about this job. You can be a journalist and just ask stupid questions. But I can tell you that the REITs here, and Steve would support this, the REITs in Hong Kong, mainly office. So thank you for that. That's interesting. What else do you like? I mean, I mentioned before staples, utilities. If you, you know, with your mindset, I'm sure you don't like profitless tech.
Absolutely. You know, we're really looking for things that provide cash flows, real tangible cash flows, and cash flows that are growing, along with areas where you're seeing some of that lower leverage. And so those would be the types of defensive plays that we'll be looking for here. And then also thinking about the types of structural demand patterns, like I mentioned, that are emerging, e-commerce being one of them. One of the ways that we think about that here at Center Square is actually through the industrial real estate market. Right, we have a structurally undersupplied supply chain today. And in order to actually facilitate this growth in e-commerce, we're seeing a really great growth opportunity within industrial real estate. Provides you again with that cash flow. It provides you with that defensiveness of being a real estate asset while also playing into some of that structural demand that we're seeing coming through from e-commerce growth.
So where does the average portfolio look, or what does it look like, say, 6 months down the road? If we are going into recession, when we come out of it, where should we be positioned?
Great question. You know, and that's something that we really think about here pretty consistently, right? We are in the public markets, we are forward thinking. We are thinking about what happens when we are coming out of that recession. What does it look like from a consumer standpoint, right? So we have really been thinking about the way that consumers are looking for, let's call it experiences, more so compared to goods and services. One of the areas that we really like here is actually in the retail space, believe it or not, but thinking about service retail. So where are the areas of growth within service providers, call it coffee shops, hair salons, nail salons, things like that, that are being facilitated through that retail landscape? Those are the types of things that we're thinking about as we move forward and come past out of this recession.
So Uma, are you concerned that just as we're at the end of summer here and we had the holiday, and normally this is when traders will come back, and you might see a lot of downside volatility in the short term? Does that concern you?
You know, we have had a lot of volatility, and it seems like it's been two plus years of volatility in the market, right? I do think that once we do get more volume back into the market, we're going to be able to see a little bit of that bifurcation happening as the fundamental investors think about really what is going to survive, thrive, and be a great place to be on the other side of the recession. So I do think we'll see a little bit of volatility as we see a bifurcation between kind of the haves and have-nots within the market.
All right, Uma, thanks very much. Really appreciate the spring in your step. really quite interesting. Thanks for a nice session with us. We'll definitely have you back. Uma Moriarty, Investment Strategy Analyst and ESG Lead at Center Square Investment Management.